Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98KUPD.
Interesting. All the way around. We went from ostrich skin to everything else. David Alan Greer is here. He's at the Tempe Improv, 480-921-9877, if you want to go down there and check out David Alan Greer, TempeImprov.com. Welcome, sir.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
We talking about whips and cars, man. I just had a brainstorm because, you know, I'm always thinking ahead.
Uh-huh.
You said ostrich skin. I want to take my car. It's a Q7, 2014 Audi.
Uh-huh.
Triple black. We gonna wrap that in unborn ostrich skin. Only
unborn.
Thing. Well, it's gonna be a
virgin.
Little gooey. It's gonna be a little gooey.
Yeah,
but
God.
That's what I'm doing. That's one of a kind, baby.
Little aborted ostrich skin.
No, I said unborn.
That's
I didn't say aborted.
Thing,
don't make
though,
this
really.
Political. Why are you making it political?
I'm just trying to find a rosy way
to make
ostriches.
People laugh, and you went right to the Trump owned.
Yeah, I suppose.
Conservative.
I just deal in realism, and an unborn ostrich is certainly gooey.
Unborn ostrich skin. Yes. I'm going for it, man.
That
I
makes
think
me
I'm
sick to think
Let
about.
Me write up this down.
Yeah.
You got some paper?
No, I can. I can get you some.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay. I'm not about the smartphone. I need
right,
something. Here.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Unborn, brilliant idea
skin.
Number one.
That's number one. It's
that's basically
here.
Egg yolk. That's what we're talking about. Okay, egg yolk car. Egg yolk.
What do you think that would
you
go
can't
for,
get
Barrett
that,
Jackson?
I mean, if you ever seen a car being egged, that egg does not come off.
Bingo.
And then when it gets
bingo.
Egged, you just
that's
add.
Like Teflon.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I call it the Halloween. Halloweeny. The Halloweeny. That's what I'm going
to
call
I have
it.
To talk to you about something. Cause
what's up?
I was asleep during the holiday break there. I was asleep. And I woke up kind of in a daze. You know, when you wake up a little bit in the middle of the day, you don't know what time it is, what's going on. And you're on my TV. There's David Alan Greer in a talk show talking about something with some women. And then the next thing
oh,
you know.
Oh, you're talking about the talk?
A woman's
yes.
eating a giant roach.
I didn't
And
I didn't
I'm watching
talk
you
a lot.
Laugh. You didn't say a word. And I'm like, am I still sleeping? What happened?
Eve.
In the middle of the Eve ate a roach that supposedly you make some sort of chili paste out
That's
of.
That's down. Okay, so Dig, what happened is I have a cooking blog.
Okay.
It's called The Chocolate Glutton. And put a little plug in there for myself. But no, but I read about, I love Thai food,
yeah.
And I was reading about this Thai chili sauce, that the secret ingredient is this Asian water bug, you know, puts that piquant flavor in there. So I went online and I bought these water bugs, you know, so what they were talking about, they said, bring the water bugs on, because they saw, I was like,
what
no.
do they run?
It's pretty, it wasn't expensive, but it was just hard to find it,
yeah.
you
right.
know, and they're sitting there in my kitchen like, I'm ready to cook these. You got to grind them up.
Right.
Oh. And I hadn't opened it. So my whole thing was I was like, look, if we open it, you got to eat it. It ain't going to be me.
And you hadn't seen one yet either.
I'd seen it, but I hadn't. You understand?
Like,
they
open
come,
the bag.
Yeah.
Because the bag's like a little
they
bag.
They're hermetically sealed.
Right. It's like a small bag of, it would look like a printer cartridge.
Yes.
Size.
Yeah, yes. So big. Now I'm the anal retentive cook. Like, I want my bugs. You're going to replace these. They said, well, eat them. So she just ripped it open and ate it. First
she
of
did.
All, I thought there were more in there. That bad boy was.
One bug per bag.
Big.
Like 4.5 inches
huge.
Long.
Huge. And I'm yeah, just weird. Waking up and I'm like, what is happening?
I didn't think she was really good.
And
eat
she
it.
Went to it. And then Julie Chen. Goes, yeah. open your mouth. And she get bug juice and junk all through her mouth.
Eve,
like, what's happening
Eve
on this
was
show?
Down,
I don't know what
she
you
was,
were promoting, but
was
it was a complete
that.
Failure.
It was not that.
I
how
have no
turn,
idea.
How did it turn out?
Yeah.
How
like,
did it turn out for her?
Yeah.
I didn't eat it. But wait, Cheryl Underwood said, get some saltine crackers, baby. Put some hot sauce on it. You know, cover it up.
Yeah, I'm like, man. I just remember kind of coming to going, there's no way David Alan Greer's book sold or movie sold or TV sold. I have no idea why he
but
was there.
Bugs, so.
But your bugs. They're...
I'm doing my own bugs.
Oh,
Detroit.
Did you ever grind one up later?
Not yet. I have one more left.
Are you going to see them?
I'm going to make some chili sauce. Dave,
I am.
You've made a good living and a nice career. You have somebody do that for you.
No, I got to do it.
No,
I got to do it.
You
because,
make someone.
But wait, in the recipes they said, now you can remove the wings. Or, you know, you grind them up. So what? I have to do some more research.
It's all right if it was the size of a fly.
No, man.
This thing is the palm of your hand. It's huge.
I don't think people believe you when you say
yeah,
it. But
yeah,
if they go see the talk,
yeah.
that roach, let's be real, that roach was huge.
I think that one was particularly large too. Like even
I would
for
say
the because
they're honest that it's in there because we're eating roaches all the time.
Yes.
Ground
yeah,
ground up in food.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure. You go to a restaurant where a guy hates you, you're gonna chug one of those.
It's protein, man. Come on.
You'd notice this one.
Everybody on earth ate a little doo-doo.
Oh, of course. You know, isn't that disgusting?
Well, it's just in there. I mean, just to be honest. I mean, somewhere, something.
And they
in
allow
there.
So much.
I know.
Of it
I
in
see
there.
Now, yeah. Now that's why, can't we do that in relationships? Say, look, man,
allow
something's going to happen with between us, girl. Don't freak out. Let's just call it the doo-doo ratio. I'm going to do something wrong. Now, I'm planning on it. Well, I'm saying in 10, 20 years, something is going to happen. I'm going to slip and fall.
In the pot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's just be reasonable.
Yeah. Let's not fool ourselves into thinking this is pristine from now on. Health inspectors are going to give
us an
A-plus all the time.
We're human beings.
Right. We're going to get a B.
We're human beings. But just me. Not you. Just me.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to have to keep it together.
Of
now,
course.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in a relationship?
Getting in the relationship.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly. That's the biggest problem.
That is a roach.
That's the number one catalyst for the end of a relationship.
That is a roach for your behind. Because saying yes is much easier than no.
Are you a married guy?
No, I am not,
Have you
sir.
Been in the past?
Let me put it like this. I've been married twice, but when I come home, I hear an echo in my big house, and nothing is more comforting. When I was doing the Carmichael show, Loretta Devine would go, David, I feel so sorry for you. I was like, why, Loretta? Because you ain't got nobody in your house. You come home, it's all empty. David, you lonely. I was like, no, I'm not, madam. I am not. When I say hello, hello.
The house says hello back.
Yep.
That's
my
glorious.
Two dogs like, arr, arr, arr. That's all I need. That's
By the way,
all.
That's an amazing impression. I don't know if people appreciate how good that impression was.
Truth.
That was exactly how Loretta sounds.
I was
fantastic.
Talking about one time how my mom, she passed away like about a year and a half ago. And, you know, now I can tell the truth. I got beaten with everything.
You weren't allowed to say so even until
well,
she was
no,
gone.
I mean, you know, she was gone. I didn't think I was abused. I mean, it was just, that's where I grew up.
Right.
I mean, if I was talking out of turn, whatever was in my mom's hand, beep! So I tell you what happened. Who was the guy? Was it Adrian Peterson who got busted for beating his child? You know, everybody was like, he hit him. It was brutal.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
He opened his skin.
Yeah.
That's
that,
too bad.
That never happened.
No.
Well, a couple times. But I mean, I made a list of all the stuff that I got hit with. And I was trying to do this bit. And I started like working on it. And when I would do it, people would be like, oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
David, we love you, David. You know, and I went, well, I got to toss this out.
It became your therapy session.
It's
everybody
sad,
loved it.
Funny.
Yeah.
It's not.
What is the one thing you remember getting hit with? I got hit with a Lincoln Log one.
Well, the worst was you guys are white people.
That's right.
You know,
you're
but,
very
you know,
observant.
Black people pressing comb. A pressing comb is a metal comb. Now they're electric, but you used to heat it up on the stove, and my mom would you know,
straighten
cool
hair,
it,
right?
twirl it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, curl or press my sister's hair. So if I would be there teasing, she would take the back of it like a pistol. And she would cock it up like nunchucks and go, pop, pop. I told you to stop. Yeah, that's right. Go cry in the other room. Go cry
in
the other.
Was it still smoking hot?
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Not the hot end, but with
the butt end.
That's what I've been combing my hair with. This
comb, a brush, everything.
So you got knocked with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, right. So I was talking about with Loretta, and she said, well, David, your mother had to hit you and beat you with those things. Look at you now.
It made
you. Silver lining.
It didn't work. It didn't work.
Silver lining.
I'm on her side.
She wants to hit you. That precious little voice.
Yeah.
She wants to hit you. What she basically said was, if I had something, I'd hit you with it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Carmichael shows, is it still a thing? Is it going? It was good. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. I kind of stumbled on it, but did I hit a nerve, Dave?
You know what? This is a minefield today.
I'm sorry.
You made me bring up my dead mother. May she rest in peace.
Right.
We transitioned from that to
ostrich
speaking
abortions.
Of dead, speaking of passed on, what's going on with that Carmichael show?
What kind of new death is in your
life? Is that a complete failure
you guys,
or what?
Yeah, you're my Twitter, my one Twitter follower. Once a day.
You met your troll.
What happened? What happened to the Carmichael show? Did it get canceled?
Did no one watch?
Yeah.
Is that what
you
happened?
Know,
one
yes.
day it was like,
yes, post. Why? I'm like, sir, please. Can I? I'm trying to. Please.
What happened? It seemed enjoyable to some.
Yeah, I'm looking for it everywhere.
You know? So it's no longer.
We got canceled. We got canceled after three seasons.
It was fun.
It was fun. It was fun. But I was saying.
We had a big cast, too.
It wasn't that big. I mean, first of all, they became big.
Yeah, that's true.
Tiffany Haddish.
That's true.
Lil Rel.
That is true. They were before Tiffany took off.
Before Rel. I mean, they had done. Yeah. No, Rel was in the game, but he didn't do Get Out.
Right.
I mean, all that stuff was done during the show. I remember Tiffany would go, David, let me go on the road with you. I was like, no, no.
You didn't want her.
No, I mean, I was just like, I've never
Women
really taken people. Dude, you were the bomb dropper.
because she's black.
Because she's a black one. I didn't want to go with the black one.
It was a black thing.
Only one black on my stage.
Man, that was my tour back in 92.
Only one black on my stage.
Coming to Tempe, only one black on his stage.
Guaranteed.
His mother is about to pass away.
No, but dig, I go, Tiffany, wait 2 months. Because I saw the trailer for Girls Trip. I said, you're going to have to take me on the road.
Right.
So she blew up.
Really?
She blew up. She's
now, fine. Will she take you on the road?
Probably not.
No, because you turned her down. You can't return the favor, David. You blew it.
No, I just talked to her. She's huge.
She's blowed up. Yeah.
Her and Rel, I mean, please, and, get out.
Yeah, and that movie's incredibly good on all the time. Everybody's huge on that thing.
Yeah, I don't think so. To answer your question, I don't think now is one of those things, man. You couldn't get us back in the studio. Everybody's doing their own thing. Yeah. Rel's got his own show. Tiffany's doing
and it would be embarrassing, like, if they said, let's do another episode, and you're the only one who showed up.
Wow.
I know. Troll?
I don't want to be your friend. You're that guy.
I'm just a realist, David.
Yeah, you're that
guy. I'm trying to help you through
your
day.
You're that guy on Instagram.
You're
that guy on Instagram. Somebody gets him put on some weight. Is that a bunion on your foot?
Yeah.
Just asking.
What are you up to?
Yeah, is that a mole? Oh, it's a tattoo. Okay. Yeah,
it looks good, though.
Peace.
Yeah. Now, let's get back to the fun. You, when you're alone at home.
Okay.
The echoes. Tell me what you hear besides the echoes.
Wait, one time on Facebook, I was trying to prove a point. So I posted, hey, Facebook fam. Because I hate when people go, I'm looking for a monkey wrench. I got a sink in my guest bedroom. Hey, Facebook fam, anybody can help me out? I'm like, can't you go to Home Depot, man? That's Facebook. What
you're borrowing from Facebook?
Oh, yeah. So I said, hey, Facebook fam, got a little problem. I need a kidney. So I thought it was funny, but no, man, it was not.
It was not.
No, people that hadn't heard from me. Well, people hadn't heard from me for a while. They're like, call me up, David. We're worried about you.
Yeah.
We're praying. And so I was like, oh, man. I got 3 offers from strangers.
For kidneys.
Kidneys.
And then how do you go
You took
back
them, right?
Saying, I just
deleted it.
Yeah.
I said I made a – never mind. Bye.
Ghost.
Yeah, I filed that under my the stuff my mom beat me with.
Man, I would run that right to the hospital.
I'm working on a special. It's called the special that shouldn't be.
Yeah. That would be gold. Right. You get some loving fan who loves you. You drag their ass right in. Right before the needle knocks them out, you let them in on it.
It was humbling, though.
That's humbling,
yeah,
all right.
This woman goes, I've been a fan of yours so much. And anything I can do to keep you alive.
Yeah.
We love you. I was like, I felt so bad.
I better take her kidney.
No, I told her. I just said he's passed away. You know, I didn't want to, you know what I mean? Because that's a classy thing. That's a classy thing. You took too long.
We lost it.
Tinkerbell's dead.
Yeah.
So, this is a nationwide, this show, isn't it?
Sure it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Worldwide.
Bingo.
Oh, boy. People are going to find out.
This is Blavid Smiling Spleer.
You have to grow the beard back.
You know,
no one will know.
She lives here.
Yeah. She's here now, David.
Right? She's like, I didn't like you anyway. I gave my kidney to Cedric.
She comes limping in with a big scar on her back.
Too late, David.
But it was humbling. I mean, people, and it wasn't a joke. I mean, maybe it was a joke.
It was
I didn't
a joke.
Take it that. For
now,
me, it was.
Imagine.
These people were like, listen, call me up.
Yeah. What if you need a kidney in the future, and now you're the boy who cried wolf?
You're done.
Now I know.
You're done.
But, you know, if I need a kidney, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
The way I did it was kind of flippant, you know, regular sense of humor.
Sure.
Should I post the video and be serious, or should I go, hey, Facebook fam, look here. Got a little power outage.
This is not a drill.
Sent from heaven. Look, I need some help. What about the kidney?
I just like that somebody would have to turn to Facebook before the medical professionals would ever.
Hey, Facebook fam.
Facebook
you
fam.
Know it's a you did it from there on. Hey, Facebook fam, like... look here. looking for a pound of hey, Ron.
Yeah.
Help me out.
David Alan Greer is at the Tempe Improv this weekend. 480-921-9877. TempeImprov.com. I'm sure you've had every single question you can get about living color and all the fun stuff. What stuff, something has never been asked of you that you're like, man, I'm surprised no one's ever. What about you? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Whom?
Yeah, is that true? Was there a lot of sex on the set?
Not really. I was married.
Yeah.
There was some. I was married.
So you were banging everything.
So there was no sex going on for you.
You wish.
Well, first of all, we were desperate comics.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember this is when the Fly Girls were young and hot.
Yeah.
came in. They're like scantily clad, all sweaty with the high heels on.
You could harass them then too.
No,
better
we
time.
All had.
You
no.
could harass
our in Living Colors. Me Too was like Me Too. I need more lines.
Right. Oh,
literally, they were littered in a room with these beautiful female bodies, and we're like, my joke's not landing. Should I wear a bigger hat? I mean, we were desperate. Comics.
Right.
Every episode, people were counting jokes, trying to like, he's funnier than me this week. I need something else. Those women could have been naked. I was not.
Yeah.
I didn't even see them.
The pressures of
people. Yeah, yeah. Man. Yeah.
So it wasn't a sex-fueled party. It was a gimme mine party.
Yeah, I was like married and stuff. I remember one of the fly girls goes, she comes up and she said, David.
Was it Loretta?
I didn't know. It was her only voice, my only voice. Sorry, dream killer.
Guys, come see David at the Tempe. Known for his voice. Well, just one voice. Loretta Devine in all female impersonations talking about his mom dearly departed and the things she beat him with.
An opening for him, the dream killer.
Yeah, and while we're on that announcements, hey, Facebook fam, the man needs a kidney.
No, but she goes, listen, David, my friend has the biggest crush on you. And I was like, look, girl, let's stop playing these games. Listen, I'm married. Okay, I'm off the market. I know you're talking about you. Because you're in love with me, obviously.
Right.
Let's stop playing. You know, just express your feelings. I mean, we can talk about it. She's like, you're so stupid. Anyway, my friend's coming. And I was like, all right, well, I can meet her.
Right.
You know, so she'll be here, I forget, like Wednesday, Thursday, down in the green room. So I come down. I'm like, this is so stupid because I know it's this fly girl.
Right.
And she comes up. She says, she's right over there in the corner. And I look in that corner. And the ugliest gargoyle of a human being was like, Gary! And I was like, a pleasure to meet you. I got to get back up to rehearsal.
Look, I'm going to shake your claw. And then
exactly.
I got to go.
I ran with the speed of an Olympian up out that room. That's what I get. Because I was like, man, I'm
you
not
got
violating
cocky.
My vows by taking a look. I could do a drive-by, can I? This woman was beat with every inch of the ugly stick. There was no part of her body that was not ugly.
And that was your groupie at the time.
Of course. That's my life in a nutshell.
Now, do you look back saying, man, I wish I wasn't married during that time. I'd taken advantage
no,
of a lot more.
No.
I'd have nailed that gargoyle.
No, I would not.
Just for fun.
I would have said, if you don't get up out of here.
Right. So after Damon nailed her, did he tell her you missed it?
You know me well. No, my groupies, God bless David Alan Greer's groupies. There's women a little older, possibly big boned. racially nonspecific.
Really?
Usually they've had a knock or two in life. There may be a baby carriage involved, you know. And
so just
always,
beige ladies with a little bit of a weight problem and a couple of kids.
Yeah, broken dreams, you know. And the
and
dialogue
you're the
knight
in shining armor.
Of course. Well, I can't find a nice man like you.
David.
Are those your shoes?
They breathe through their mouths.
Say hi. DeAndre wants to say hi. That's the name.
Wants to stop that echo in the house.
How you can I give you a hug?
Yeah, that's, she wants to be your acoustic wall panel.
Yeah, yeah.
She wants to kill the echo.
The echo killer.
Oh,
this
my
house,
God.
You live up in here by yourself?
This your house?
This your house?
It's kind of Richard Pryor.
Those sneakers yours? Yeah. A woman has me said, those sneakers yours?
Like, she asked you if those were your shoes.
This is wrong.
No, they're not.
Yes. Does she know a lot of people renting shoes?
I don't know. It was pre-Tinder.
I wonder. It probably
is. She wasn't vetted. She wasn't vetted. Well, it was because of the whole Nike thing. And I was telling, like, you know, back in the day, you just go, Nike would give us
stuff.
Boxes and boxes of stuff.
Of the newest stuff.
Oh, yeah, back then.
Right out. You're getting it early.
Of the newest stuff.
Did the end of the show, did you start seeing, like, oh, geez, Nike's not handing over any product anymore.
Well, I mean, at a certain point, a middle-aged man, my hair left. Thus went my desire for those Jordans.
Right.
You know, there's nothing more depressing than.
I know that.
Your grandfather got the latest Jordans? Like, hey, boys, how you doing? Who want to race walk me to the Coke machine? Got my Jordans on. You know, it was really like there was no longer a priority in my life.
So then that's when you noticed so you didn't stuff care from Rockport stuff, was coming
yeah.
in.
Yeah, Rockport.
Velcro.
Yeah. Loads of Rockport came in. Your career's
this
different.
This is old guy stuff. This
old guy sweatpants.
Yes. This is old guy yeah. stuff. But I remember I was online, and they know who you are now online. You
oh,
know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they said the plantar fasciitis. Shoot. And I was like, ooh. I'm looking at porn. I was like, ooh. This is my porn.
Yeah. Ooh. It is weird because there's now a thing. That the ads for porn are not to make my crank bigger.
Yeah.
It's like for bad backs.
Right.
My porn
when
ad.
Watching other people having sex, does that strain right. your back?
It used to be this thing where we got 6 inches in 4 hours. Right. Like, yeah, I need that.
Would you like to be closer to the screen by 6 inches?
Right. Yes.
It's yeah. got bifocals and back right. issues. I got Doan's pills in the middle of my
cataracts.
If I did a porn on now, I'd be, let me put my reading. Hey, you are naked.
Look all at
right,
that.
Here we go.
David Allen Greer at the Tempe Improv this weekend, 480-921-9877. What's something people would find you doing on a regular basis? What's a David Allen Greer habit? What do you do?
What do I like
yeah,
to
what's
do?
Your stuff?
Are you a golfer?
Like
no, I hate golf.
Why do you hate golf?
Because it takes forever.
It does take a long time.
You're going to wind up sunburnt with a homeless tan, and you will not have better abs.
Really?
No. If I'm going to do something sweaty and hot, I need to look better.
You're going
to
have better
bigger
abs.
Muscles.
So what do you do to make your abs so pronounced?
Okay. You want nerdy stuff?
Whatever. What's yeah. What makes David Allen
Greer
a nerd
thing? Love food.
Right.
But the real nerdy thing is like if I went to Paris one time with my girlfriend at the time, and I watched Antique Roadshow.
All day long. I love that show.
Can you speak English? I'm watching TV. Merci.
She was like, can we go outside?
Is it
again,
still-
it was Loretta.
Can we go outside?
Well, that's why ain't nobody like you, David. Because you don't speak French.
Did Loretta try to set you up at all during the Carmichael's?
Well, wait, I will say, you know, I love Loretta. I said, Loretta, maybe you're right. Maybe I need to get a girl in my life. She said, do you date black women? I said, I have, you know, on occasion. But she goes, oh, David, if I introduce you to one of my friends, they eat you alive.
Really?
Yeah, you're one of her friends.
Let's have
but
at
we
it.
Never, but we never got that far.
We'll call her up. Let's no, make that happen. No.
Next thing you know.
No, it's not there.
Hey, Facebook fam. I got my kidney. Look here, y'all. Facebook fam. Give me something for my heart.
Now I need to replace
hit
that.
Hit me back. Looking for love.
Gargoyles.
Will you get married again, you think?
No.
What about like when you're old and you need somebody to care for you?
As soon as
you can
I
pay for
lose
that?
Control of my bowels.
It's over.
I'm getting married.
Oh, that's when you're going to
yeah,
ask
that's
me.
That's when I'm getting married. I said, right. Girl, I got something.
You're going to find a good lady
you.
There.
Thank yeah. you, baby.
You're
thank
a lot
you, baby. Look, give me. Hey, Facebook fam.
I just crapped my pants. Looking for love.
Hit me up.
They have a deal with my dad that if we're ever diagnosed with a thing where the doctor says he'll never be able to wipe his ass again. That we have the right to kill that other
the
guy.
Pillow. It's yeah. pillow time.
Now, if it's just temporary.
But, well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Okay, so what if you had a rare disease?
Yeah.
You couldn't wipe your butt.
Yeah.
But you look great.
Mm.
Like you, all of a sudden, your muscles are growing. You're running faster.
Can you smell okay?
You ding, yeah. ding. Nah, you smell like doo-doo.
Okay.
You ding, ding, pop 2 extra inches. But every time you laugh,
you take a dump.
You would be live. You would.
I would probably
die.
Be alive today if I looked
yeah.
good. Do I have money?
I didn't say why. Are you
if I'm poor, look no. good, and I have to crap my pants all the time, I'm out.
You're just the same. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Just be the same with more poop.
It would be hard.
It would be hard.
You would have to bring in like who's the biggest. What's the biggest radio show like in the world?
You're on it.
Oh, yeah. Bingo. I stepped
Seth,
in that
you
one.
You walked right towards
hello.
It.
So,
hello.
All the, now, whose keys are these? Is this like,
I don't know.
This is fancy.
And that's how big we are. Everybody gets a car.
Whoa, Nelly.
Congratulations.
Bugatti.
Thanks for being
whoa,
a guest.
Whoa, Nelly.
It's yours. Thanks for coming in.
Unborn ostrich skin. Hashtag
it's
egg yolk.
It's all yours.
Mine. No, but I mean, you'd have to bring in such money.
Oh, yeah.
That it's like the Emperor's New Clothes. Yeah. I don't smell anything.
Yeah.
I smell he'll see you now. Yeah. No.
Yeah,
really?
My dad and I have the chief from Cuckoo's Nest rule. That once it gets to the point where neither of us can. You remember he smothers him at the end with a pillow and then he checks out.
Yeah, but
that's
maybe, like, I can't say.
I don't want to wipe my wife's ass.
He says he has this rule, but it's like,
what
if
she's,
I wouldn't do it.
I don't know your wife.
No,
I don't know
really
your
good.
Wife. I mean, beautiful, fine.
Yeah, very pretty.
And that's all that's wrong with her.
That's a lot wrong.
I love you, honey.
Yeah, it's too much.
Sorry.
I can't do that. Like, think of it. Like, if you're on a date that's with a model, breaker. That's a deal breaker if she takes a dump in the car, right?
I don't know. If she was fine, I'd be changing diapers, brother. I'd be changing adult diapers. I'll say, what you looking at, man? This is black love.
I can't
no,
do it.
Get your life together. Scoot down, baby. Lift your booty up. Lift your booty up. We good. We good. We good. I got the.
Don't look at them. Don't pay attention to them.
I don't smell nothing. Let's go on in there.
The minute it rooster tails and hits you, you're out. Guaranteed.
Rooster tails. Why you gonna do that?
They point and laughing because they're jealous.
That's right. They jealous.
They're jealous of us.
You sagging though, girl. Let's get back in there.
You know, kind of love.
Someone's a little gamey.
I don't possess that kind of love.
I don't know, man. That's those are unique circumstances.
I mean, you got to think about it.
Trump's girl? Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels. Yeah.
Stormy Daniels. Yeah. She look. I like the way she looks because she looks a little road hard, but you know, mature.
She looks like someone who wouldn't tell on you, which I think is the mistake he made.
Well, you know what's funny? What I read about that whole thing. I don't know if you read it, but she goes when she first hooked up with Trump. Her biggest desire was she said, "I hope he doesn't pay me."
Right.
Now, what do you hear from that? I'm not laughing. I'm saying. Everybody wants the same thing. She wants love.
Right. Yeah.
She wanted to hang out with a dude. She couldn't stand him. Said he was bad in bed, but her first
one position.
Right. And I was like, well, that's there what does she expect? That's that's unreasonable. The man is 71.
And talk about anxiety. Mm-hmm. You're hooking up with a porn star and you're thinking, oh,
I guess he got right in there. But anyway, that's what I was struck with. That she said, I hope he doesn't pay me. Yeah. Of course he did, and she took the money. Sure. But that tells me that in that moment, she's like, I wish he were just wanting to hang out with me because there's no money involved.
She wouldn't have more to offer and hope that he'd recognize that. But when he didn't, she took it because that's what most guys do.
Thank you. That's what I do. That's how I rationalize it when women give me money.
That's exactly right.
Hey, Tempe, can't wait. Facebook fam.
You can go see David Ellinger tonight, Tempe Improv. All weekend long, in fact. 480-921-9877, Tempe Improv. 17 years. We've been on the air. 17 years. You've never been here. And you've been in Phoenix a million times. You skipped.
I thought you've been in once.
Not one time.
Excuse me, sir.
Please. No, go ahead. No, you can go ahead with him, but he's a liar.
Tom Brady, good luck this weekend.
Thank you. I think you're going to do it.
Can we transition to football talk?
Yes.
By the way, I'm really boycotting the NFL, but a friend of mine has it on TV, so I'll be watching it again. Anyways.
You're boycotting it at your house. If it's on elsewhere.
I'm in the hotel, so I can watch it.
That's right. It doesn't count.
I can watch it. I ain't at home. But wait, do you think Tom Brady's really injured?
No. It's all fake. Yeah, it's all fake. I'm a Steeler fan. Football season ended for me.
They're trying to get the focus back on that.
Ended.
Dude, I thought the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It still hurts. It's just like you talking about your mom. Now you're doing it to me. Now you're trolling me.
No, I'm not trolling you. I saw that game. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
First of all, the team that beat them, they were too excited. They knew they lost. They're like, oh, my God. But, you know, as a man, wouldn't you love to be in that position, the dude who caught the ball?
Oh.
The winning play?
The Vikings and the Saints game?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And he was just standing there. I want to be that dude.
Yeah.
Be like, David, how did you pull that hot chick? I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank my Facebook fam. I ain't never had no booty look this good. Mama, you could beat me with anything. Tiffany, baby, you can open for me. God bless all of y'all.
King of the world.
Oh, man. I would love to. Come on, man.
Do a presser about your date?
Yeah. Well, you're saying, like, okay, let's be fantasy.
Okay.
Yeah.
The things I would love. Who would not want to win? I mean, well, earn.
Right.
A Medal of Honor.
Huge. Be great.
Best Actor Oscar.
Pretty cool.
You know, give that speech. Number three is the winning touchdown at the Super Bowl.
Oh,
I'm talking about, down. It's 2 seconds left. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, and David caught the ball. He's going to speak. Thank you, Facebook fam. No, but I would.
But all the times it's happened, nobody's come up with a good speech.
No.
Nobody's ever really said anything poignant at that moment.
They've been punched around. Years.
Have to go do TV now. It's having fun. Now they're kicking you out. You're out. David Allen Greer at Tempe Improv, 480-921-9877.
And Barrett Jackson, baby. I'm buying some whips.
Walk out, get your Hitler's car over there.
Woo!
Now, leave us with words of wisdom, David. Fix the world.
First of all, let's be kind to one another.
That sounds great.
Okay? Just be nice. Be nice. Go on. I want everybody to go online, and this is for real. Go on Instagram or Twitter. Get somebody.
A kidney.
No, I'm just saying, just give somebody a compliment. I love going to people's mentions and they're like, can anyone tell me how I can get rid of this puppy who needs to be adopted. And I'll go in there. No.
Why? Why would you do such
a thing? I can't help it. I can't help it.
Troll addiction.
Yeah, I can't help it.
That puppy's going to die. Probably in the pound.
I'm lost in the desert. How do I get to Tempe?
I don't know.
Yeah. What desert?
But that's the problem. People, you put a compliment up there or something like that. Oh, it lasts.
People
three
go
comments,
in.
And then it's,
this is why I like it.
Yeah, I do. I love Instagram because people go in. Like, you know, you post stuff and they're like, what about them ankles though, man? They ashy, man. What's up? I know you helping Mother Teresa, but oil up them ankles, man. Yeah, they don't care. People
oh,
do not
man.
Care.
Well, anyway. Look at that right there. And I forgot you were in The Big Sick, too.
Thank you for
bringing great movie.
Up. Well,
Oscar nominated, perhaps.
Excuse me, sir.
Sorry.
I did it.
Yeah, you did
know.
It.
I don't know if you've seen the movie, but I would suggest everyone. Do you not remember me? You're
in it.
Thank you.
The wig you were wearing.
See it here.
Well, it wasn't.
It's on my sheet.
No, sir, I have three lines. I'm the bitter,
yeah.
older, cokehead MC at the Comedy
That's
Club.
Right. You're angry.
So, well, it's pretty, pretty moving portrayal.
And your name in the movie is David Alan Greer.
Yes. And they say it is so natural. Yes. Can I get some time? David Alan Greer. And tell him a line. Look here, Facebook fam. I need some minutes.
At the Tempe Improv this weekend. Thank you, man. It's a pleasure.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome.
It was fun.
David Alan Greer, everybody. It's 98.
98. What? 98. No way. 98.